R-Truth getting released has been incredibly divisive, to say the least, and I would say universally a very hated decision. Hi, guys. Mr. Blood here with the Snug Wrestling Podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts on Apple, Spotify, follow us every Monday and Friday after Raw and SmackDown, respectively, and right here on TikTok at Snug Wrestling. However, we've got to talk about R-Truth's release. A lot of people are angry, and rightfully so. It's very painful and hurtful. A 17-year vet in the business. Definitely a Hall of Fame career for the different reasons for who he was as an entertainer and champion. Don't forget champion. But also the fact that he was just universally beloved by damn near everybody. However, his release came at a cost that apparently we now know that this was a full-blown Triple H decision. So everybody saying that it was TKO and not Triple H, that's incorrect. It's now been reported that it was in fact Triple H who made the decision when it came to the roster turnover, when they were needing to clear room for NXT call-ups and they were trying to figure out where to save money and where to cost cut, considering the fact that the NXT superstars who were getting called up also have much smaller contracts than the guaranteed contracts of old, like, you know, let's say the R-Truths, the Randy Ortons, and the John Cenas, who are, by the way, well, R-Truth was anyway, the third most tenured wrestler on their roster behind those other two names. And this is where we have to look at it from a business perspective. It is incredibly sucky. It's horrible. No one wants to see anybody lose their jobs unless you're a shitbag. Truth was 53-plus years old, roughly 53. He wasn't going to be doing this forever. And there are other reports stating that they did come to him with a much significantly less money downside guarantee on a contract to keep around, and he refused it. So they did apparently, according to reports, give him an option, and he said no, and this is what it led to. Now, could they have booked this story a little better to write him off TV, a farewell, a send-off, maybe a loser leaves WWE match at Saturday night's main event between him and John Cena? Of course, it would have been much more cohesive. Now, another thing to look at here is this is also a business. That's the biggest thing. This is a business. You can be friends with people, you can adore people, but the only thing that you need to understand is that this is a business that is predicated on making money through entertainment. That is its reason for existence. Whether you like it or not, that's the truth of all TV that you watch. It is not just these production companies out of the kindness of their hearts entertaining the masses. It's about money. Now, the one thing I will say here that worries me about them releasing R-Truth is that if it comes down to it, if this is about clearing the roster for younger upcoming talent, then no one is safe. No one. That means The Miz. That means, in my opinion, Randy Orton, which I know a lot of you would be like, well, Triple H will definitely defend him. But if push comes to shove and TKO goes, no, you need to cut him. He's almost 50 years old and we're only using him a few times a year for certain stories and he's off TV for a number of months and then comes back. Cut him. We pay this guy like $5 million a year. Cut him. That's going to happen eventually. You have to realize this is not the day and age where Vince McMahon was protecting his favorite talents like he protected R-Truth because Vince McMahon loved R-Truth. And I am not praising that piece of shit Vince McMahon. However, we are in a new age where this company is owned and run like an actual business, not a family-owned world conglomerate. I will say what really frustrates me here is the fact that you'll release R-Truth, but Natalya is still there, and he was being used more than Natalya was over the last 2-3 years. Truth has been on TV 10 times more than Natalya. He's been in more matches than Natalya. He's had more camera time. I mean, more story time than Natalya. You got Omos, who's wrestling for a different company. Got a lot of guys who work for WWE and a lot of girls who work for WWE that sit in catering or sit and wait for the phone to ring for them to come in and be useful to the company for 5 minutes. And I love these people. I'm not hating on Natalya. I'm making an example. But certain people are protected by their positions or by a spouse's position. You know what I'm saying? Considering that Natalya's husband is one of the head bookers for the women's division. So it kind of sucks that it's Truth on the chopping block, but eventually, in my opinion, I think this kind of signals the red flag that no one is safe. If you can can R-Truth, you can can Randy Orton, you can can AJ Styles, you can can The Miz, which I don't know what's going on with The Miz, but that's looking like a possibility here. And you can certainly can someone like Roman Reigns. Why pay someone like Roman Reigns a bundle of money all year, every year? He might be your biggest star, your biggest name, but the pops and the t-shirt sales and everything else are really at their highest when he's in the building. But if he's only in stories 2-3 times a year and on TV 5 times a month, 5 months out of a year, are you really going to want to pay that guy $6-7 million? Well, what do you think in the comments down below?